So we're going to talk about listening. If you are listening, you know that. Jesus models listening in his ministry, and we see that in both of our gospel readings for today, both when Jesus listens to the woman at the well and when he tells people to listen. The authors of the neighborhood church believe that churches need to model the example of Jesus, and we need to make listening a part of our collective DNA. One way to begin doing that is to listen to Scripture in a special way, to hear Scripture with new depth and attentiveness. Often we move quickly to the study of Scripture or historical criticism without spending time just listening to what it has to say to us. Sometimes our modern sensibilities cloud our appreciation of the holy texts. And so the authors of Neighborhood Church remind us that Scripture still breathes, and we can listen to its whisperings and bold proclamations on multiple levels. Now, if we had a little more time, I wanted us to try Lectio Divina. I think some of you might be familiar with it. It's the ancient Benedictine practice of listening to Scripture. It's a way to kind of clear the fog and hear God's word. One pastor describes Lectio Divina as, he says, it listens through old words for a new word. And it's a practice I commend to you all because it's a way we can practice listening for God. Learning to listen to Scripture, to listen for God's voice, is an important part of the life of faith in and of itself. But it also helps us to become better listeners in general. If we practice quieting the noise in our heads to make space to hear God, then we can quiet ourselves enough to hear each other and to listen to our neighbors. Bede Griffiths says of the importance of listening, it is no longer a question of a Christian going about to convert others to the faith, but of each one being ready to listen to the other, and so to grow together in mutual understanding. This is part of what's going on in Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well. Their conversation is nuanced. The woman was confronted with the radical newness of Christ in a variety of ways, and Jesus' speech is so unusual that she has great difficulty understanding what he's saying. It's not like he has a thick accent. It's the content that is difficult. The content of his speech baffles her. But the woman hears, and she listens. And when she has understood, she goes and she bears witness. Both in Jesus listening to the woman and in the woman listening to Jesus, they each overcome barriers and taboos that exist in both of their communities. Now, in the passage from Mark, Jesus teaches, and then he follows up that lesson with this: let anyone with ears to hear listen. And again, just to be sure they got it, pay attention to what you hear. I mean, obviously, the people hear what Jesus is saying, and literally the sound gets into their ears, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they listen. And I think this happens to most of us. You ask a question, and then you don't actually listen for the answer. I mean, you heard the sound of the answer, but then you realize you didn't actually pick up on the meaning of it. I understand it happens with parents and children, too. Not necessarily in my family, but, you know, it's sort of a typical family sitcom plot formula. The mom says, "Child, be sure to put on a sweater or sweatshirt today. It's really too cold for a t-shirt and your coat alone." And then you hear, "Got it, Mom." And moments later, the said child grabs their coat and backpack, heading to the door with only a t-shirt and jeans on. We don't always hear. We don't always listen to what we hear. And the woman at the well, she heard what Jesus said. And when she took in the words and understood them, it became clear that she listened. Part of being a disciple of Christ means listening. We listen to God and to each other and to our neighbors. Theologian Paul Tillich famously said, "The first duty of love is to listen." And that profound truth is timeless. It seems like it shouldn't be so hard. because I think we all know what it feels like when we think no one is listening. I also feel like we as a country and as individuals in it might have a hearing problem or a listening problem. The reality is that it is easy to hear, but listening is hard. And it seems like we have lost both our ability and our desire to listen. We tune people out the minute we figure out they're not saying what we want to hear. Sometimes we aren't even hearing when people are speaking. We're just waiting for them to stop so we can say what we want to say. And we've gotten really good at taking polarized sides and arguing. We've learned to quickly respond with our own entrenched opinions and made-up minds. In Neighborhood Church, Rob Mueller and Corinne Van Tattenhove argue that this listening problem may be connected with our scarcity mindset that we talked about some last week. They say if we listen from a perspective of abundance rather than scarcity, we can discern subtle shifts in our nation's climate. They're optimistic. They say there is growing evidence that people are slowing down and paying more attention to the world around them. One way people are doing that is by practicing mindfulness, which is taking a sacred pause to listen for God's still small voice. And that's part of the value of practicing Lectio Divina, for pausing long enough to connect with the sacred or the divine. The Navajo people understand this. They believe that listening is a sacred part of what they call hozo, and that is being in harmony with the world and others. So they allow time for blessed silence between people and within conversations as a sign of respect. We could use some of that, the respect and the harmony. Think about it. What do we miss when we rush on to the next thing we want to say? What do we miss when we refuse to allow a pause? Who do we not hear when we rush on through to our next thought? We certainly miss hearing each other's stories and getting to know what the hopes and concerns are of our neighbors. The first time I went to the Atlanta History Museum, I was excited to see that they had a StoryCorps recording booth there. It's something I had heard about on the radio but never encountered in person. I loved to hear the StoryCorps stories. Well, StoryCorps is a national effort to record America's oral history. Its mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories in order to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. So the idea is fairly simple. Two people arrange to have a meaningful conversation that will be recorded and then stored in the Library of Congress. And you don't have to be famous, and you don't have to have some sort of newsworthy event that you plan to talk about. The stories that are told are as beautifully diverse as humanity itself. There are young children interviewing their parents, an adult reaching out to a teacher 40 years after he says that she saved his life, and there are friends remembering how they supported each other in difficult times. When I saw that we had a recording booth in Atlanta, I wondered who I'd want to take with me. Whose story did I want to pause and listen to? The basic ideas behind StoryCorps, says creator David Isay, are that if we take the time to listen, we'll find wisdom, wonder, and poetry in the lives and stories of the people all around us. That we all want to know that our lives have mattered and we won't be forgotten. That listening, he says, is an act of love. So if we are supposed to love God and love our neighbor, that means we need to work on listening to God and listening to our neighbors. As it did in the story of the woman at the well, listening can break down barriers. It is in listening to God and to each other, truly listening, that new understanding and compassion begin. It is in listening to God and to one another that our sense of community deepens and broadens. So we need to listen. Now, I was going to share a video about what happened when Robert Mueller's church decided to listen to its neighbors, but I'm just going to post that on Facebook again, because now I want us to try listening to each other. I want you to pair up with someone sitting near you, and whoever goes first in this time of sharing will get 2 minutes, and yes, I'll be timing you. You'll get 2 minutes to respond to a prompt. I'm not going to tell you what the prompt is just yet, because then you might not listen to the rest of the instructions. So for the person who is not responding to the prompt, your instructions are simple. Just listen fully, with complete attention and no interruptions. You don't need to respond, and you shouldn't be thinking about what you're going to say when it's your turn. And when the 2 minutes are up, you'll switch. And the first storyteller listens, and the first listener responds to the same prompt, 2 minutes again. So, can you find a partner nearby to talk to? I don't know if we might have to move a little bit. This is for all ages. Okay, we got a little bit of movement. All right, so we ready for our prompt? Okay, here's your prompt. Describe a sacred place from childhood. Now, it's not necessarily a church sanctuary, but a place that has special meaning. Maybe some place where you felt safe or special or that brings back warm memories. I'm going to give you just a minute to think about it before you talk. So think about a place from childhood that's sacred. All right, now whoever's going to go first, you can start. You have 2 minutes. You got 20 seconds left. All right, your time is up. And now, now it's the other person's turn. You've got 2 minutes. Thank you. All right, your time's up. I'm sorry that that's all we have time for today. Perhaps you'll want to talk more or follow up on the prompt. You can do that after worship, after our congregational meeting. I hope that in this exercise you felt a sense of being accepted and loved. Even if it was uncomfortable at first, I hope you felt respected as you were listened to, and I hope that you felt love as you listened. Listening is at the heart of incarnational ministry, and it should be in the DNA of communities of faith, listening to God, to each other, and to our neighbors. And so now may we listen for God and steep ourselves in the presence of our loving God. May God help us to be still before jumping into action and speaking. May our ears and our hearts be open to the lives of our brothers and sisters, especially those whose experience differs from ours, as God gives us an ever-deepening appreciation for the beautiful diversity of this world. Amen.